I mentioned before, as far as actors and producers, the same thing goes for us who are a part of the body of Christ and wanting to be celebrated or celebrities too. You've seen some of the bad behavior that we see on TV and from some people who profess to be Christian. And again, they probably are. But again, when someone has jumped across the table to fight another person, when someone has called someone out of their names, everything except child of God, do you really want to know which church they attend? I don't know about you, but I think I'm all right. Like, who is your pastor after they just cursed you out? But see, some of the things that we do as far as those who are more focused on being secular, and again, we don't know people's personal walk. I told you all, some of us were definitely shocked. I wasn't, but some of us were shocked when Snoop Dogg came out with a gospel album. Some of us were shocked to hear information about Tupac and his readings and how he spoke about God after we found out that he was passed. Some of us were shocked to hear about Prince and his relationship. Some of us were shocked to hear about several of the women we know that act and do beautiful things and model and did things that were celebrated as far as civility and secularism and commercialism. But we didn't realize they had a relationship with Christ. So again, we don't know someone's story, but as we do live for Christ, it shouldn't be a question to people either. But it's not about people. It is about God and getting more and more of us to God. So don't roll with the cruise. That's not the focus. We want to make sure we ride with Christ. Christ doesn't require us to have blingage and clingage, chingage as far as money and the jeweler. We don't have to wear Prada or Gucci or Louis or Hilfiger or Sean John or Rockaware. We don't have to get red bottoms, but by the red of his blood, by what he did for us, we know that we can be moved from the bottom of life to where Christ would have us to be. Most times it's not about our gifts. It is about salvation. Most times it's not about our gifts. Instead, some people want to make it about the lifts, how much we can deal or steal to get over on someone else. Most times it's not about how we should be building one another up, but how we can knock someone down, since bad behavior is so celebrated and even rewarded earthly wise now. And many times, even in our houses of worship, we find that it's really not about the fact that we love the Lord, but it's about those who love to get paid, get laid, or to be made to be other than God. Those who have been lost in the fact that they no longer want to just be like God. They want to be God and be treated like God and worship like God. Well, we serve a God that has a way of allowing us the opportunity to either become humble or to become humbled by God. I hope you take the first one, to be humble. I'm going to try to take that one myself. Look, we're going to hear some more music, this one song, and then we're going to come back with our Ha Ha Hallelujah. Since I like being focused and dedicated to what I say, we're actually going to just go ahead and do that now. It's about that time for our Ha Ha Hallelujah moment. Yeah, let's do that right now. Ha 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 ha, hallelujah. I told you I had to take a big breath. Wait a minute, let me try it again. Ha ha ha, hallelujah. Is that better? Look, we're just going to hear a story tonight by Sister Jean Robertson, which you can find again on your CDs. Or CDs, you can find it on her own social media places, you can find it on internet, you can find it in those different places. And so this is from her stand-up comedy. We're going to hear about 7 minutes. Can you hang in there with me for 7 minutes? I sure hope so. My microphone is on purpose so I can laugh in with you as I'm listening in with you. But those who want to call in with your prayer request, please, that is my primary duty being here after worshiping God and sharing God's word. So you can call in 904-296-2251. Stop playing and write the number down. 904-296-2251. You have someone extra in your corner if you already have people, and if you feel you don't have people, you have one extra person to remind you that you always have Christ. So let's listen in together to Miss Jean Robertson talking about why we should not go rafting without a Baptist in the boat. Here we go.
couple of years ago, I got a telephone call from a speaker friend of mine from South Carolina, Al Walker. Al is also an associate of mine in Platform Professionals, a group of six humorists who work together and have for years. Al is a funny, funny man. He's so funny that I thought he was joking in the phone call because he was calling to ask Left Brain and me to go on an 8-day whitewater rafting trip down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. The trip was to take place 2 years later, made it last August. I do not know what made me do this, but without batting an eye, I said, Al, you put the Robertsons down, we're going.
Now, Left Brain is her husband.
We finally did gather at the river, and when we saw it, even the Baptist group quit singing in the middle of the beautiful, the beautiful. Oh, my goodness. It wasn't a clear, cool Colorado River. It looked like chocolate milk swirling around. You wouldn't have bathed in this water. You wouldn't have put your dog in this water. You wouldn't have put your foot in there. It would have stopped the whole thing. And finally somebody said, is this the Colorado? And our guide, Sparky, said, oh, this is it. It's a little muddy. Now it's monsoon season. You should have come in June. It's clear in June. Tom Parham said, June's when you took the pictures for the website, wasn't it? Finally spoke up and said, Sparky, is it going to be like this all 8 days? And he said, well, Jeannie, I could lie to you. Left Brain standing right behind me said, if somebody hadn't lied to me, I wouldn't be on this. Let me make sure you understand right here. Let's just say, Alan White, you're good. Let's say I got a bucket and it's full of mud and sticks and bugs. And I fill it with water. And while you're just sitting on the raft catching up on your correspondence, I start swirling this bucket. And I'm watching you the whole time. And when you least expect it, I take the whole bucket and I throw it right in your face. And then while you recover, I start swirling another bucket. And I hit you in the face with this stuff for 8 days when you never know. The first time it hit us, people said, oh, my goodness, that was something else, wasn't it? Hand me that towel. This thing messed up my outfit. Hand me that towel. And this thing comes, by the second day, you see it coming, you turn your head and duck. By the third day, you don't even do anything but pause in conversation. Yeah, our son graduated from Elon. Slap! University. You just keep right on going. But interestingly enough, that wasn't the only thing that happened. We drew straws, and every so often some people had to sit up in what they call the bucket or the bathtub. This meant you really got it tough. And one time, Left Brain was here and I was here, and one of our new Baptist friends from South Carolina was right here, and Sparky stopped the raft and he came up and said, we're getting ready to go over a rapids where you will drop 20 feet. For a few seconds, you will be completely submerged. There are ropes on either side of you. Grasp those ropes. Do not let go. If you let go, you will be swept off the raft, and we will pick you up downriver. And then he left. Left Brain said, what'd he say? He said to hold on. We went down, and if you ever just dropped 20 feet, the water came all over us. We were holding on. You couldn't see any sunlight. And when we came up, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. And I nodded at Left Brain, I'm alive. He said, I'm alive. And I turned to my new friend on the left. And I said, I don't think I've ever been through anything like that. And she said, "You're not a Baptist, are you?"
That's right.
The first night we got off that raft, and it was like a B-rated zombie movie. Moving along, mud covered all over us. It was terrible. Within a few minutes, Tom Perrin came up and says, "Robertson, I've checked. There's no way out of here. We're stuck on this river for 8 days, 227 miles. But I'm gonna be nice about it because I want to keep my sense of humor about it. But when we get home, you better know I'm gonna burn down your house." But he was wrong. There is a way out. The National Park Service will helicopter in and get you if you die. Or if you break a leg. And I thought about it. Nothing messy, not a knee or an ankle, but right in here, mid left brain said he thought about breaking one of my legs too. But that first night, old Sparky announced they were putting out wine. 45-degree wine, if anybody might be interested. Might be interested. The Catholics, the Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, the Methodists just almost trampled into the ground. But where are the Baptists in here? Would you raise your hand? We know you're here. You're always here. You would have been so proud of your brothers and sisters. They said, "None for us." Okay. "Y'all go ahead." "No, that's okay." One of the Episcopalians said, "Well, thank goodness, there's a whole lot more for us." The second night, they put out the wine. And as they poured it, a couple of the Baptists just started coming over, and one of them said, "Is it real cold?" The third morning, we saw the whole choir section huddling with Al Walker. I said, "What are they up to?" "I don't know. They've got a new song, I guess." A minute, Al took his cup and raked it across the rock and said he had an announcement from the Baptist group. "From this point on, what happened on the river stayed on the river."
All right, that was Miss Jean Robertson, and that's from her "Don't Go Rafting Without a Baptist in the Boat." You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Thank you for doing so. I'm here until 1 a.m. The Lord is very present in this place, as always. We are ready to take your prayer requests and your praise report. The number is 904-296-2251. We also have opportunity for those who want to have a free counseling session, individual session, that you can have that now through Discipleship for Discipleship. That's also the counseling ministry that God has blessed me to be a part of. Thank you, Lord. It's a mutual blessing, and thank God for that. I love serving God's people. I love serving God. So the number for that is 904-624-9868. 904-624-9868. Everything I'm saying, these contact numbers are on praise1079.com, the website for the station. But for those who call in, the three people within the next 15 minutes, then you can get that session for free. They're always affordable anyway. The average, God says, be very transparent. The average for the area that we're in physically is $175 per 45 minutes. And so God has us to be able to be blessed to do it for $40. That's less than even a deductible from insurance. You can do it with or without insurance. And again, we have very blessed, very credible, very certified, very licensed counselors who have a heart to serve God, knowing that yes, ministry does cost, but primarily this is about getting help for those who need a little extra help to be the champion God has called them to be. So for those who call, who want that, 904-296-2251. That's for those who want to share their prayer requests and praise reports as well. I get to pray with you on air or off air. It's up to you. Celebrate with you on or off air. And that is my privilege and my pleasure. And also to serve you, myself and other colleagues, to serve you in counseling. 904-296-2251. She mentioned some things we're going to talk about as soon as we come back from this song. Basically, whatever denomination we're in, we are still the body of Christ, and we are Christ's representatives. Stay with us right here. This is Praise 107.9.
The clothes they've worn, and we get all proud to rep our city, Chi-Town, and even the month that we were born,
September.
See, everybody loves their different story. Everyone on earth has a different call. But before the details get too gory, it's one thing that unifies us all. We are Christ representatives. See, we are Christ representatives. See, and we shine a light so bright that we make them say, whoa. We gotta let them know that we are Christ representatives. I've been anointed to be the light and glorify my God. So every box you try to put me in, it may be exactly what I'm not. We're not your average boys and girls. Oh no, there's something very special on our ID. What I'm worth to the world, it's way bigger than me. Oh Lord, 'cause we are Christ representatives. See, we are Christ representatives. See, yeah, we shine our light so bright that we make them say, whoa. We gotta let them know that we are Christ representatives. Everybody lift it up, say we are, yeah, yeah. Hey, we gotta let the world know that, hey, Christ represents earth, yeah. See, if we shine a light so bright that we make them say, whoa. We gotta let them know that we are Christ represents earth, yeah, yeah, no, no. We're the light of the world, we're a city on a hill. We're telling everybody that Jesus is real. And we go by the name that's the greatest in the land. Oh, everybody don't understand, that's cool, but we are Christ representatives. We are Christ representatives. See, and we shine a light so bright that we make them say, whoa. We got that, I don't know that. Everybody lift it up, say we are, yeah. Hey, hey, we are, yeah.
We are Christ.
See, yeah, we shine a light, yeah. So bright that we make them say,
oh.
We gotta let them know that we are Christ representatives.
Hallelujah. That is Jonathan McReynolds, and that is Christ Representers from the Unplugged Version. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica, and the number to call in is 904-296-2251. Yes, someone is here live in studio in Jacksonville, Florida, just for you, because God says so. God says you are worth it and that God loves you, and so I believe the same thing. I love you and that you are worth it. Again, the number is 904-296-2251. So as Matthew chapter 4 says in verse 18, that Jesus tells Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, as he saw them casting a net into the lake, to come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. And it says at once that they left their nets and followed him. And again, some of us may have different personalities the way the disciples did. And so we know that, yep, sometimes that change is hard for some of us, easier for some, but that we have to get to a place where we all can exhibit change so that we can grow. We know that some of us go through different things as far as community efforts can make this serving God and the Great Commission and living that out easier, for truly teamwork definitely does make not only the dream work, but makes the vision come into fruition. And so we thank God for that. But of course, where humans are in our imperfections, sometimes they bounce off each other like ping pong balls going all over the place. So conflict can be present as well, but we have to continue to stay focused on God and to allow the Holy Spirit that's within us to come forth as a blessing to one another, ultimately to God. Look, Jesus knew also that we would go through these things in dealing with one another in trying to do the Great Commission that he told us to do. Jesus knew that we would also have problems with one another. He knew that some of us would have our own intentions and our own things that we wanted to do. He knew that some of us would have compassion and some would determine that they would rather focus on corporate style living. He knew that some of us would maintain a passion for Christ and some would want to live for our own personal gain. He knew that some of us would want to truly live a life of servanthood with a teachable spirit, and how some of us at some times would be more of self-service, selfish service, wanting to be served and not a teachable spirit. Jesus knew everything that we would go to and through before it happened, and that's why he gave us the gift of his Holy Spirit as well. This commission, Jesus first of all tells us that change is the pro that we need and that will happen to bring about this Great Commission, and that it can be a challenge, but ultimately it will be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Jesus shows us in this word that community, coming together as groups, that can be a challenge when conflicts happen. But as we focus on God and loving each other with patience and kindness and keeping our temperament and all the other attributes that we have through the fruit of the Spirit, that will be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Jesus also thirdly shows us that this Great Commission could be fulfilled as we all come with our different personalities, those who are more like Simon, those who are more like Bartholomew, those who are like Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, or those who are like Thaddeus, those who found themselves being the ones who were forceful, those who found themselves being outspoken, those who found themselves being more kindly and peacemaker or peacekeeper, those who were more administrative, those who were more about the people, those who were more about using the gifts that they had to be a blessing to God, those who were more about being a blessing to those who use their gifts to be a blessing to God. Whatever our personalities, attributes, characteristics are, they can all be used with the power of God, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit to bring about this Great Commission that God told us about. And again, we don't have to allow ourselves to handle ourselves in a way that causes negativity, that causes a lack of us focusing on the kingdom of God that is yet to come. So again, Jesus knew that by giving us his example, by giving us the power through the Holy Spirit, that truly we could continue to do even greater things than he said. See, no matter how long or how short you've known God, you know that you've got this force from God. You know that we go through things, but you also know ultimately who rules and reigns outside of any limitations that we may have. Jesus knew that truly this power that he has given us and the example that he gave us, that we would need that to do sincere ministry as a body of Christ. Jesus knew we would one day separate into different cultures. We would separate into different nations. We would separate into different denominations. Jesus knew we would separate into different affiliations. He knew we would struggle with identity crisis. He knew we would go through situations in our lives that have nothing to do with the Word of God, but that we would try to use the Word of God to co-sign our foolishness and our mess. Jesus knew that. And he knew also that the majority of people who are called by God to do the things of God would do that. He knew we would struggle, and he knew we would overcome the struggle and still trust us to worship and adore him and praise him. Amen. So he placed his divinity in the flesh of humanity with the intention of being our redemption. He taught us how to fight a good fight. See, Christians are not to fight like the world. When we see people, again, being rewarded for such bad behavior, I'm not upset with my sister or my brother when I see they have issues and other people are exploiting those issues. I'm glad when opportunities are given for people to even be on reality shows to get a better way of life and finances, to get them out of poverty, or to buy mom a house, or to help dad with the things that need to be done. But when we reward people's negativity, when we reward the sinful behavior, blatantly sinning, when we reward fighting and cussing and cursing and fighting, we're not doing God any justice or any honor. And again, we want to be ready for that day. That day that is the day that God has given us like no other day. That day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. That day that we have, that we wake up to with brand new mercies. And then that other day, that ultimate capital D day, when Christ will come and get all of us as a whole and allow his judgment to come, and or that day where he comes to you or myself when it is our time to transition prayerfully, hopefully, to the other side of heaven. But if we don't follow the things that God tells us, being a believer by saying I believe Christ is not the same as saying I'm going to be living for Christ as well. Amen. And he's so worth it. So we're not supposed to fight like the rest of the world when we do have conflicts. We're not supposed to fight like the rest of the world, even when those come against us who curse and fight and fuss and cuss. Jesus knew and had shown the disciples within his 33 years on earth how to get these fights that we have to overpower that which tries to overpower us with love, not law. Listen, for God so loved the world, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, that's John 3:16. That's love, not logistics. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. That's 1 Peter 4:9. Love, not legalities. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor. It is patient. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It protects. It trusts. It hopes. Let me say it. It always protects. Always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. Love never fails, as 1 Corinthians 13 says. Even within this book, the book that we're reading now, Matthew 4, Jesus continues to remind us throughout the Old Testament, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that we're supposed to love him, Christ, and keep the commands, and to reassure us that as we love Jesus, God will also continue to love us. The disciples then and the disciples that we are trying to be right now, we need that same reassurance. Especially when we feel like we're getting punched every which way but loose. Look, I used to, in certain jobs I had with churches, I definitely don't disclose the name because I don't want to disclose the game that used to be played, but I do disclose the lesson. I used to, for years, cry all the way to the church to work and all the way back home. Just from all the abuse, all of the nastiness, all of the lies, all of the jealousy and the envious behavior, all of the certain people trying to block blessings and certain people trying to stop what God was doing to and through me to do ministry. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God that even though I told you, Military Monica that's in the grave with her cute boots wanted to kick up and handle things the old way. God made it very clear. I don't need you to defend yourself. I don't need you to reciprocate with maltreatment. I don't need you to fuss back or curse back. I don't need you to hope anything negatively towards them. That I want you to fight by continuing to love them, to continue to be there for a healthy relationship, to continue to pray on his or her behalf, and to continue to be an example of how we're supposed to be with each other. So I thank God for that. I thank God for some awesome ministers who helped me with that and some incredible deacons, women and men, who did as well. So I thank God for you as well. And I hope that you would give us a call before we close out in 20 minutes with your prayer request, your praise report, or your story as well as how God taught you how to fight a good fight as you are a believer who is doing their best to be living for Christ. We're going to hear another song right now, and this song is from Johnny Lang, J-O-N-N-Y, Johnny Lang, and it is about that day. Again, I want each and every one of us to get to heaven, and I know as many homegoings as I've been blessed to serve, I know that we so easily relegate and say that no matter how somebody has lived, what we know or don't know, that they are in heaven. And that is simply not the truth. This is, again, not a judgment. This is a fact that we cannot just say we believe in Christ and that we don't live for Christ. But again, I pray that God and believe God has given some of us that opportunity to accept Christ at the last moment. I thank God for that. And that moment for someone is right now as well. That you can accept Christ here as we open, let you know the doors of the kingdom are open. And that all you have to do is to let Jesus know, I accept you as my Lord, the one whom I want to rule in my life, and as my Savior, the one who has saved me from this sinfulness, the presence of it one day, the power of it right now, and the penalty of it when you died on the cross. So you can do that right now. And if you need to know about a church home, please give me a call up here. I'll be glad to tell you the places that we have visited more than a couple times that preach, teach, and as much as we can tell, try to live the word of God. 904-296-2251. Welcome to the family of God.
Yeah.
are listening to Standing in the Gap. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Timbo singing If Heaven. And before that, we heard from Johnny Lang, who sang That Great Day. God, we thank you right now for being a blessing unto us. We thank you for the prayer requests that we have locally as well as internationally, God. We ask that you continue to bless us individually and as your people to be a help to all of those who are in need. God, we are praying on behalf of those who are sick, those who are ill, those who are shut in at home right now dealing with newer disabilities. We're praying on behalf, dear God, of those who have lost loved ones to violence recently and before and are still finding it hard to get beyond that. We're praying for those, dear God, who have lost loved ones just recently, yesterday and today, those who have found out that they have lost loved ones also, as well as in the Hurricane Florence. We ask, God, that you continue to bless those who are surviving this hurricane, as well as the tumultuous weather that they still have and the aftermath. We are asking that you restore, God, hope for those who feel hopeless, restore faith for those who feel like they are losing their faith, and to give help where it is needed the most so that truly wholeness can be brought about. We ask, God, that you help us to look beyond our own things so that we can be a help to other people. Help us to share what we have, as you said, so that we can be a blessing to those who are not only in need, but who don't even have the basic necessities of life. Show us, God, how to work and to be a blessing to them with what we do have, whether it's our talents and money, our talents as far as what we can do, or whether it's in the prayers that we have right now. Help us to pray without ceasing. We ask, God, that you touch again Brother Gaston where he is right now, as well as his wife Eliana, and continue to restore, dear God, the strength and the healing that they need. Touch someone, all of those who are in need of donations, whether it's kidney, whatever it is. Help us, God, to again to be prayerful and to hear you, to know when you are tapping us to go beyond our own comfort zones. Help those who are doing any type of worship tomorrow, to who are going to worship, who are as a part of facilitating worship, those who are preaching and teaching, those who are doing Sunday school or any type of Bible study, those, dear God, who are going to the different places that call you God Almighty, and bless all places, God, where you are not yet accepted, so that they too may be introduced to you, in the name of Jesus. And we all say amen. Look, as we get ready to close out this word, I'm still available for you, 904-296-2251. Remember, everything that I share with you, that God has shared with me, I want you to be like the Bereans in the Bible. I want you to use the Spirit of God that exists within you to go and check out what I'm saying. We're talking about Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus called the disciples, started to call the disciples. We started with verse 18. But I am not affected or offended at all. Actually, I would be affected. I would be even prouder of you to say, you know what, like they did to Paul and others, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to go check it out for myself, because we need you to open up that GPS, God's provisional system of salvation. That word needs you to open that up for yourselves. Don't just wait for us to do it. Don't just wait for your pastors and preachers to do it. You got to do it for yourself. And honestly, because the majority are still doing the best we can to be a blessing to God and stay true to it. But there are some of us who are falling below our human level that God has given us. And we are misusing the word of God to satisfy and to meet our own selfish needs. I need you to be aware, as God says in God's word, that we are in days where we have false prophets, false preachers, and false everything else trying to use the word of God. I don't want you following those who are truly not of God straight to hell or a hellish life on this earth. So again, you can call in 904-296-2251. And as I close this out, as I said, that we are believers. This is Believers 101 Under Christ 101 series, which we started with Bible 101, so that those who are brand new may feel very comfortable in how simply the word is presented. And for those who are more mature and seasoned in the word, there's enough for you to bite on as well. So as we close this out, we talk about that some of the growth that we have, some of the good things that we have, can also be challenges, change, and community and commission. And so the commission are God's instructions telling us exactly how we are to go out and make ye therefore disciples of all nations. That's from Matthew 28 and throughout the word itself. And he wants us to do that by preaching and teaching, baptizing. Again, when we get together with other people, especially people of different denominations or different beliefs, a believer of Christ and someone who doesn't believe in Christ, and have a conversation, and the conversation about Christ turns into a debate, we're not doing Christ any good, and Satan is extremely happy with his punkish behind, because the focus of God's love, Christ's love and sacrifice, and the power of the Holy Spirit for those who accept Christ is not the point of the conversation. Confusion and delusion are. trying to be right as opposed to just trying to live righteously become the focus. You don't have to debate the word of God. God has enough power to make himself very clear. I am called to tell the word, not to sell the word, and definitely not to debate it, but just to live it for the one who is greater than all of us. Amen. There are times where God knew and God knows that we face some things and we have to go through it in dealing with disciples of different types, the same way the disciples went through when Jesus was there and when Jesus departed from this earthly physical existence. And I know we say things like, I don't know, you know, I know we say things like, what is it saying is that, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Oh my gosh. I have heard words that took me way longer to get over than some bruises or some sticks or stones because they cut me to the core. You too? There are some sisters beside myself who have been called outside of their names for no reason that caused them to struggle with their self-esteem or God-given purpose. There are some brothers also who have been so mistreated and put down that it caused their egos to almost be destroyed, the good part of their egos, and had them questioning their own level of manhood. Look, the economy at times does a 1-2 combination on us, trying to get us to focus on getting over instead of focusing on getting ahead. There are some co-workers in the church and outside the church who are jabbing our nerves with the same old mistakes and office chit chatter that really doesn't matter, always talking about whoever left the room. That's why some people don't even take restroom breaks. They're afraid to leave because they know somebody's going to talk about them. Remember, as I have told you before, those who talk trash about others to you will talk about you to others, and it won't be complimentary at all. Jesus fought for us then and fights for us now, but we still can't fight the way they fought because he wants us to fight with love. Jesus wants us not to just be heroes and sheroes. I appreciate the, you know, Marvel comics and all of that. I absolutely do. I love having a great escape and going to see different things on the movie screen that have nothing truly to do with life. But when it comes to the things that I'm going through, I don't need entertainment. I don't need a hero or shero on the screen. I don't need a comic script. I need scripture. I like seeing Superman flying finesse and strength and speed that easily impress. I do. I like seeing Spider-Man's web casting action. I absolutely do. But I like seeing Jesus who fights for me too. I love seeing Black Panther and all that Black Panther does, especially the general. I love seeing her lead the army. But I need someone who really is the one who leads everything that I have to do. You have to know who you serve, who you believe in, and live life in such a way that not only do we believe in God, that God is real and God exists, but that we believe God and everything that God says and who God is. So today, later on today, if you go to praise and worship and you go to praise God, honor God, you go to praise God, thank God for what God has done, you go to worship God, to adore God for who God is, know who God is. And the same God that we praise and that we honor and we worship is the same God that exists with in you. So remember a while ago it talked about, are you a Christian champ or are you a sellout chump for Satan? You know I don't stutter around here. I meant what I said and I say what I mean. You've got to know that you serve Elohim. God is the one who has power. You've got to know that Adonai exists within you. So no matter what change comes, you know that this Lord who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is within you. You've got to know that we serve Jehovah Yahweh. We know this divine one who gives salvation through an invitation of you and myself. You've got to know that you serve Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You've got to know that whether your pastor, your bishop, your priest, your nun let you down, you can always primarily depend on Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is ever present. You've got to know that no matter Sister Eliana and no matter what is going on with Brother Gaston, that God still is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is a healer. God sometimes doesn't cure us of these things that we have on earth. Hallelujah. I'm a living testimony. But God still heals us. And so we can walk in that healing even before the cure ever comes. We've got to remember that Jehovah Jireh is the one who provided then as well as now. And wherever God has given you vision, God has already the provisions for it once you get there to that Kairos perfect God time. We've got to know that we have Jehovah Shalom. Sister, when that other sister tries to call you something that you know you're not, you don't have to swing on her. You don't have to ask God to blink like I did one time just so I could sneak her. That's right, I said it. I asked for forgiveness. I didn't sneak her. But you don't have to do that. You can still lean on Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is peace. Brother, you can do the same thing. When someone tries to swell up on you and macho up on you, you don't have to do what we did back in the day when we were backing that thing up back on the block. All we got to do is trust that the Lord is my peace. And God has so much faith in you that he believes that not only will you make peace where there is none, but that you'll also keep peace where it is shattered. We've had to know that El Shaddai, El Olam, El Elyon, Abba, the one who is our advocate, God is the arm of the Lord, the author of my life, the finisher of my faith. He is the blessed and holy ruler. He is the blood of God. He's the bread of life. He is the chief shepherd. So when the under shepherds who think that they own you try to come on the scene and say they won't cover you, you're still going to be okay as long as you're doing what God told you to do, because you know who covers you? The one who created you. That's the same one that keeps you, and the one that maintains you is the same one that can ordain you. That's a hint and a half for somebody right now. You've got to know that God is your comforter, not was your comforter, and that God is the one who can condemn us when we do wrong, but chooses not to because he can't stop loving us. So let the guilt go. Let the shame go. Stop mistreating self and stop mistreating others. Let's be about this great commission. Nobody should have to go to hell because we have so many conflicts within our own discipleship. Nobody should have to go to hell because we're too worried about where we sit as opposed to somebody sitting in the kingdom of heaven. Nobody should go to hell because we've allowed ourselves to be brainwashed under traditions that tell us to raise up men and women who are in positions of God offices as if they were God, to be high and lifted up. That's right. A minute. Because God says it. God is the only one who is to be high and lifted up. He's the only one to be worshipped, the only one to be praised, the only one to be adored, the only one to change your life around for fully, the only one that you can put 100% trust in. God is the only one who won't fail you, who won't forget you. God is the only one who will take your calls. God is the only one who will take your counseling calls when nobody else will take it. God is the only one who would love you even when you don't feel lovable, who still likes you, just does not like some of the things that we do. I don't care what you are or who you identify as, whether you are a homosexual, heterosexual. God says, I love you. God doesn't like the things that we do when we are of sinful nature and do sinfulness, but God loves us. I don't care what denomination you are, whether you are a Christian or Protestant, I don't care if you are atheist. God has love for you and has an invitation for you to turn things around and to accept the fact that God is the only true God who has given his everything for you and just wants you to accept his love. I don't care if you're new to God or if you refuse to love God because you feel hurt by God right now. I care about you, but I don't care about the situation because I serve a God. You love a God, too, who can meet us at the point of our needs. God is the ultimate one that no matter what seasons of change that we go through, he is with us. He is for us because he is Emmanuel. Stay with us right here on Stand in the Gap, 904-296-2251. We have time just for our last call and our last song right now. Seasons Change by Bishop Paul S. Morton, Sr.
Mm-hmm.
winter underneath the cloudy sky. In the middle of December, you share the thinking why. Why do the leaves fall? Why does the sky fill up with gray? Where do the birds go?
Where do the birds go?
Think about it. Seasons change. It's gonna change. They always change.
Sometimes life is gray like winter, and the tears fall from your eyes. Your heart is cold like December, and you start to wonder why. But go my way,
go my way.
Why don't my friends call?
Get encouraged.
The seasons change.
Hallelujah. We're going to have our final just prayer like now. Lord, we thank you for being the one who's with us throughout all our seasons change. We ask that you continue, dear God, to show us to ourselves as you reveal yourself to us. Help us to know wherever we are headed, you are already there. There is nothing for us to worry about or be anxious about. Help us to sleep for those who are in and ready to rest. Help us to be alert and relaxed to those who are out and about and still working. And help us in all that we do to count you as worthy of all praise just because you are. And to count you worthy of all worship just because you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Like, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, the rest of it. Continue to be encouraged, stay encouraged, encourage someone else, be blessed as you go, and allow God to walk with you each and every moment of your existence. Good night.
Oh, yes. And he rose again. He'll do it for you. He'll carry you through. He'll make you brand new. The seasons change. Just like a bell.
Just like a bell
has got to ring.
Oh my.
Just like a bird.
God has got to sing.
Just like the sun.
Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.